The first case of the deadly coronavirus.
More than 200,000 people have now died.
350,000 COVID deaths.
500,000 confirmed deaths.
Life and loss in America have taken on new meaning in the past year.
To get through this pandemic, we have all put on our armor.
In The Longest Year, a four-part series from the PBS NewsHour, Americans share the ways a tiny but powerful virus has changed us. The medical community raced to keep up. The racial divide across the country came into sharper focus. And life as we knew it turned upside down.
My mother was the hugging type. I miss those the most.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, The Longest Year, wherever you listen to podcasts.
During this pandemic, we've all been more isolated than usual. We have cut back on seeing friends, going to concerts, and dining in at restaurants. But as John Yang reports, for the residents of one town in Washington State, it's an entirely different experience.
Bill Merzing's home has lots of room outside and inside. Great for weekend visits from son Jeff and grandkids.
We go to the beach and get rocks and paint. We have tea parties here with the grandchildren.
It's an amazing community down there. Awesome beaches, great places to go.
They live about 20 miles from each other. Jeff in Vancouver, Canada, with his wife and two daughters. Bill and Jeff's stepmother in Point Roberts, a small community on the tip of a peninsula just to the south. But these days, Bill and his granddaughters might as well be on opposite sides of the world.
It tears me up not to be able to, you know, take one by the hand and go somewhere and buy an ice cream.
Through a quirk of history and geography, the 5 square miles that make up Point Roberts may be attached to Canada, but it's in Washington State, across an international border that, because of the pandemic, has been closed to non-essential travel for an entire year.
The big cement monument is the border, and the other side is Canada. Obviously, our side is the USA.
Brian Calder is president of the Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce. He showed us the beaches and bay that make the area so attractive as a weekend and summer getaway for Canadians who own 3/4 of the private homes.
And they'd be on the water out here, even at this time of the year, every weekend, big timed. And here, nothing. No boats, no people, nothing.
Two other American communities, Northwest Angle, Minnesota, and Hyder, Alaska, are also only accessible by land from Canada. But their populations are much smaller than Point Roberts, and Canada doesn't require their residents to quarantine after entering the country for food or doctor's appointments. When Point Roberts residents leave, they have to drive straight to Washington State, a 25-mile trip, without making any stops in Canada. In a statement to the NewsHour, the Canadian Public Health Agency said it doesn't exempt Point Roberts residents from quarantining because they have access to the necessities of life within their own community.
It feels almost like I've been punished, like I'm in jail.
Gail Kendall and her family have lived in Point Roberts for 22 years.
You have to ask permission to leave. It can't just be something I feel like is essential to my life. It has to be essential according to a government.
Not only are Point Roberts residents prevented from leaving, Canadians, whose spending is crucial to the local economy, are prevented from entering. The town's only grocery store, called The Marketplace, has stayed open even though it's losing money. The few restaurants have reduced their hours. Brian Calder, the Chamber of Commerce.
How much longer can you sustain this?
If the marketplace closed, you'll have these people storming the border. We're already suffering health-wise. Seniors are suffering unnecessarily, and it's gone on far too long.
It's been, I would almost say, a rude awakening for many of us.
Lisa Heidel moved cross-country from Maine to Point Roberts 2 years ago, attracted by its natural beauty, slower pace of life, low crime rate, and now a low incidence of COVID. So far, just a single case.
The border is a paradox. It's keeping us safe, and it's keeping us locked in.
Before the pandemic, Pilates instructor Marcia Rosales sent her 3-year-old son, Ren, to daycare in Vancouver because there isn't any in Point Roberts. Now she has to be a stay-at-home mom.
I'm fatigued. I'm fatigued about the whole border situation. I'm fatigued about COVID and just kind of, I guess, being in this space right now, because I was always a career woman. I was always driven. I had a successful career. And now I feel like I'm like, what am I going to do?
Bill and Jeff Merzing feel that frustration on a very personal level.
Everybody during this pandemic has experienced loss in some sort of fashion, and this is ours.
But out of that loss, a new ritual. Every couple of weeks, they each drive to a residential neighborhood on the Canadian side that butts up against a road on the American side.
We're gonna play dress up.
The divided family stands on their respective sides of the low barrier that marks the border. Bill and his wife will soon get their second vaccine shot. Then the border will be the only thing keeping the generations apart.
Have you thought about what you're going to do when the border finally opens up again?
I want to cross that border with my family and get to have them enjoy their grandparents again.
What we would enjoy here in the house here is have some good laughs and look back at this whole thing as well. Thank God it's over.
I miss you.
A day they hope comes sooner rather than later. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.